Thank you.
And now, let's begin the story of a new...
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right, we're back live. Steve, Teresa, Ken, Carl, George, we're going to get all your calls here in just a few minutes and get into all the news about the upcoming attack on Iran. The buildup is unmistakable, and it means serious news, both for our troops, the Iranians, the economy, you name it. But WorldNet Daily and several other publications reported on the just released from a week and a half ago, the North American Plan for Avian and Pandemic Influenza Security and Prosperity Partnership with North America. And here's the WorldNet Daily article. U.S. under U.N. law in health emergency, Bush SPP power grab set stage for military to manage flu threats. The Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America Summit in Canada released a plan that establishes U.N. law along with regulations by the World Trade Organization and World Health Organization as supreme over U.S. law during a pandemic and sets the stage for militarizing the management of the continental health emergencies. And they set up a NORTHCOM. We now have a military theater of operations in the U.S., and magically there's going to be a crisis. Oh, to take control of our lives. And we have all these top military brass saying, get ready for martial law. It's a good thing. The North American plan for the avian and pandemic influenza was finalized at the SPP summit last week in Montebello, Quebec. At the same time, the U.S. Northern Command, or NORTHCOM, has created a webpage dedicated to avian flu and has been running exercises in preparation for the possible use of U.S. military forces in a continental domestic emergency involving avian flu or pandemic influenza. How many years have we told you that hundreds and hundreds of hundreds of top bioweapons experts in the U.S., Canada, England, Australia, New Zealand, Russia, Germany, France, they've all been murdered, killed. And a lot of top experts have looked at this avian flu and say it's genetically engineered, it's been manipulated. The U.S. government 6 years ago dug up the super flu from 1918 from a dead whaler frozen in the permafrost. Then magically now they say terrorists have that very flu. They were able to steal it from the government. Kind of like the last two weaponized versions of foot and mouth that got released in England, it turned out, were released by the government by accident during training drills out of Level 4 bioweapons laboratories. It's all accidental. Then you read their official documents where they say they're going to have controlled bioweapons releases to kill 80% of us. But in the first few mega releases, it'll be a few thousand that die, then they put in more police state control so they can orderly kill us when they really launch it. Then there's a bigger operation. Millions die. And then years after they set up the police state, each time the noose gets tighter, then the New World Order has the big releases. And it's unbelievable. I know it's hard to believe. It's their own documents, and the documents and the information are in my new film, Endgame, which, by the way, you'll be able to see for the first time. Won't be out on DVD until mid-October. You can see it for the first time in its entirety coming up Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night at the Alamo Draft House in South Lamar at 7 o'clock. And the tickets are already, I think, sold out for Monday. Tuesday's close. Wednesday's close. You better check online at Infowars.com. You can link through to the subpage of the Alamo where you can get those. Then I'm going to show it in New York, premiere it in New York next Sunday on the 9th. And all proceeds go to first responders, firemen, and police. It's going to the Feel Good Foundation, some of the other local foundations for them. And so I'm actually donating. I'm even paying to fly up there and go up there to do it and show. It's not just that I'm donating the film and the proceeds of that for people to see it up there. I'm not tooting my horn. I just want to point out that the proceeds will completely go to charity. Then we're going to have another engagement the 17th, and then it just comes out on DVD. But I'm already digressing here. At the same time, the U.S. Northern Command, or NORTHCOM, has created a webpage dedicated to avian flu and has been running exercises in preparation for the possible use of U.S. military force in a continental domestic emergency involving avian flu or pandemic influenza. You read earlier agreements, it says they'll use Mexican and Canadian troops in the U.S. With virtually no media attention, in 2005, President Bush shifted U.S. policy on avian flu and pandemic influenza, placing the country under international guidelines not specifically determined by domestic agencies. The policy shift was formalized in September 14, 2005, when Bush announced a new international partnership on avian and pandemic influenza to a high-level planning meeting of the U.N. General Assembly in New York. And then they issued the report, which is now under executive fiat law of the land. The new international partnership on avian and pandemic influenza was designed to supersede an earlier 2005 Homeland Security report that called for U.S. national strategy that would be coordinated by the Departments of Homeland Security, Health, and Agriculture. Yeah, as bad as I don't like the World Health Organization, or as bad as I don't like the CDC, I like the World Health Organization a lot. I mean, I can't stand them. I like our own government a lot more, if you can believe that. But in the final equation, our government created the UN. It's their tool. It's just that the rest of the world's going to go under global governance. We're going to go under it, too. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. And it's a governing system that doesn't have checks and balances, that doesn't have liberty, that doesn't have a Bill of Rights, that doesn't have due process. I mean, go read the United Nations Unanimous Declaration of Human Rights, Article 29 and Article 30. It has all these great rights and claims all these rights until 29 and 30. And then it says you have no rights when we say you don't. And we can do whatever we want. We supersede all these other rights. And the UN has presided over mass murder worldwide. And it goes on to say the U.S. military will be under UN control. And he has all the press conference and UN document statements and the head of the UN program. Well, folks, this is repeated in all the earlier UN documents. It's just now the feds say that they indeed are in control. I remember the Wednesday after 9/11, the week after. It was a Wednesday night. I was watching Nightline. And a UN general named McKenzie, UN head of peacekeeping, said, quote, "We're going to have bio attacks and we're going to have other terror attacks in the future. And we're going to set up a North American Union security perimeter." And then now one of the brain men behind codifying the actual strategy on all this, Robert Pastor, this big CFR minion, colleague of Zbigniew Brzezinski, back from the Carter administration, who runs all this for the CFR and the Bush administration, he has said over and over again that we're going to have integration of the North American continent, merger of the three nations through crises. And so they will stage the events or open the door for the events. They can do either way. Or if something natural ever pops up, and then the UN comes in and runs the U.S., who knows nothing about the U.S., doesn't have the capacity, shouldn't, is a criminal organization. You see what they did in Rwanda, running the massacre of 800,000. That now finally came out in mainstream news. Reuters Friday, finally in the news, they ran the massacres. We already knew that. We had photos, videos, eyewitnesses. It's now admitted, what, that happened 10 years ago? What, 90? What year was that? Folks, I just, it's just so out of control. And this article goes on and on. Paul Watson has boiled it all down in an article up on PrisonPlanet.com that I hope you get out to everybody. Bush greases skids for UN pandemic power grab. Best-selling author wouldn't put it past globalists to release virus to capitalize on control. The World Health Organization and UN have been handed complete control over response procedures in the event of a pandemic outbreak in the U.S. after an agreement was signed by President Bush at the recent SPP meeting that bypasses congressional approval, which he set up with Presidential Decision Directive 51 in May 9th, that says he's above the Congress and Congress isn't involved in continuity of government. He then hands the ball off and says the UN is the boss. Just like international tribunals say, starting tomorrow, Mexican trucks are going to roll into Texas and be all over your highways. It is absolutely incredible. All right, your calls on the other side. I'm not completely done with this report. It's just earth-shattering. It's just unbelievable. We'll get your take on this and more. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio. Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
That's right, waging war on corruption. That's what I do. All right, let's go to your calls, and then I'll get back into the UN commanding NORTHCOM. Understand, Congress, Bush says, doesn't run anything. Now, Congress is co-equal with the president. But Bush says, nope, you don't run anything, but the UN does. This is all part of these precedents. But Bush's wife went and signed for him. I don't know how she did that, but he did remember in 2005 back onto UNESCO that Reagan had gotten us out of, the United Nations Educational and Cultural Organization. That put our colleges, our roads, everything under those treaties. Just a bulking of hundreds of treaties. Now he's saying he's going to go along with Kyoto, but they're going to change the name. And that's the world tax. Well, we got the SPP documents from last year, North American Union Agreement, and they said we've got to have a continental tax on cars to fund this thing. We've got, what, five members of the Supreme Court have said in different articles that they're going to follow UN and World Trade Organization court rulings. These are just private groups that just are announced to have global power. Folks, it's so serious, and that's why you've got to start getting informed at least about geography and where the country's located. You know, I forgot to tell you, Trey, to find it. Go to YouTube and type in Miss Teen USA. Go to YouTube and type in Miss Teen USA. It's on Prison Planet, but it takes you long to find it because that's like five-day-old news. Type Miss Teen USA in and click on a couple. Find one that's got good audio and that's short. Everybody's already heard this, but people need to hear it again. And it's not that she doesn't know and that she's an idiot and an airhead. It's that one-fifth of Americans don't know. And I talk to yuppies. I talk to people that are making $100,000, $200,000 a year, and they're just as ignorant. They know how to act cool, how to wax their Boxster. They know how to have huge rippling muscles and 0% body fat, and their wife knows how to get collagen injections and Botox and how to get box seats at the UT football game. But they don't know where the continents are. They don't know the three branches of government. They don't know what a big deal it is when the president signs an executive order and a presidential decision directive saying Congress isn't involved in continuity of government, but the UN's going to run it. And all I'm saying is you better realize that you go paint yourself up, burn orange, or paint yourself up blue, whatever your team colors are, and you yell and scream, and it's so important to you. And when your team's doing good, everybody's strutting around in town, and I'm feeling real good right now. I've got to hear it at the gym and work and on the street and in emails and family. And, oh, man, I'm feeling really good right now about my life. The UT Bruins are doing good. And I'm like, hey, watch the game. That's fine. Enjoy it. Drink a cold one and eat some pizza. That's what I did last night. But you better at the end of the day realize that isn't going to matter a year from now, a month from now, 10 years from now. Right now it doesn't matter. You better realize Mexican trucks are coming across our border and it's going to destroy one of the few niches we had left with truck drivers being able to be upper, you know, blue collar, almost middle class. You better understand those trucks are dangerous. You better understand they're not going to be searched. They're going to have transponders and drive straight across the border. You better understand that same transponder system being put in is going to be using your inspection stickers. They tried to pass the last two sessions here in Texas, and it's going in nationwide. You better understand we're losing freedom. You better understand that authority over how our local governments are run is being taken from us and put into global boards and regional boards that answer to them. You better realize, folks, that your country needs you and is dying. You better understand we've been hijacked by the globalists, by the New World Order, and they're using us to take over countries, using us to attack Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, while our name gets demonized, while foreign shareholders in Europe own the U.S. and are letting us be their bad guy. And then they get rid of the bad guy, the front guy, and they move into prime position for the world government. Before the Amero, the new currency, can be born, which is in official federal documents. It's been on MSNBC, CNBC, but if you criticize it, they say it doesn't exist. The dollar has to die first, and they're going to rip us all off. They've already devalued it by half or more. That isn't enough. They intend to totally destroy it. Financial Times of London last year, and then make you go get Ameros. I mean, if you like having your whole savings robbed, then just tell me shut up. I'm going to go to your calls in a minute, but this is important. Yeah, we'll go to them right now, and we'll get into the Iran situation. Who's been holding the longest? This is some internal shop gossip, but I don't. Well, we'll play the idiot beauty queen in a minute. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Virginia with, I guess, some internal shop talk. 90% of our listeners really know what we're talking about, but we don't screen calls, so say la vie. Steve, you're on the air from Virginia. Thanks for holding.
How's it going?
Good. Go ahead.
I was just wondering, I was talking about the Webster Tarpley Vancouver Truth meeting. The thing was posted last Wednesday to Google Video, and I was watching it last night, and he doesn't have the best speaking voice, but I mean, I think he's pretty educated, and it was pretty interesting video, but I made the mistake of sending it off to all these people about, look, this is what you're facing. This is the history. This is the way things have gone through history. This is the way it's going.
Okay, I was familiar with the 9/11 Truth meeting a month ago or something up in Canada. What was said?
Okay, well, he said something about two-thirds of the way through. I had to break it in different parts because I was doing other things. And then about two-thirds of the way through, he breaks it down to the different kind of congressional people that we've got, you know, the warmongering Democrats, the hardcore neocon Republicans, and the right-wing extremist libertarians, which he puts in Ron Paul.
He said Ron Paul?
Right, he said something.
Well, I'll have to see that myself, and it's really not going to do any good even getting into this here. Because I like both of those individuals. If I have to choose, of course, it's Ron Paul. But I will take some time out. Post it on the message board right now, and I will watch it when I get off air, and I'll make a comment on it tomorrow after I've seen it. Anything else, sir?
Oh, that's all. I was just thinking, rather than fighting, like he said, the truth movement and the peace movement were having problems, and they need to get together. That's what I think.
How far into it does he say this?
It's about a minute. An hour 17 where I'm at now, so probably about an hour and 10 minutes.
Send it to me, sir. I appreciate you holding for that. There are a lot of people in the, quote, truth movement or alternative movement. And see, people get confused by this. They think just because the mainstream media spins and lies and gets things wrong, or most of the time it's just ignorant, low-level. You know, low-level, it's mainly just ignorant people. You get operatives at editor level and national talk show host level and TV, producer level. I mean, a lot of those are actual government operatives, and that's come out in congressional hearings and the fake news and the thousands of paid-for reporters. Agents of influence is what they're called. So just because we know the mainstream media does stuff, we tend to then think, well, then the whole alternative movement must be right. And Alex Jones must be right about everything he says. I'm the first to tell you, I make mistakes. Now, I try to tell the truth. I'm accurate 96, 97, 98% of the time. I mean, I'm rarely wrong. A lot of times it's about a date or a number, or I'll say State Department Memorandum 200. And I go, wait, is that 2000? Because these days I'm so burnt out, work so much. That old snappy, used to have a photographic memory. I don't have it anymore, folks. And so you shouldn't take everything I say as gospel. I'm making some incredible claims. You should go research it for yourself, and you're going to find out it's true. You're going to find out the vast bulk of it is that we're trying to tell the truth. Generally, we're correct. And so in this movement, we're going to have people who we disagree with. I disagree with the Webster Tarpley, most of you don't know who he is, vehemently about Roosevelt being good and big government being good. And I mean, that's just ridiculous. I mean, he was a total New World Order enemy of the Republic. So people got their own blind spots. But c'est la vie. He can be forgiven that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1173. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1173. That's 1-800-955-1173.
Musicians are writing songs in his honor.
A nation really needs Ron Paul.
Citizens create their own videos about him.
Hi, Internet. My name is Rachel, and I'm a Ron Paul junkie.
They chant his name in the streets.
Ron Paul for president!
The man so loved by the people that he has sparked an electoral American revolution has now inspired a radio program dedicated to his campaign for the presidency of the United States. I'm Stephen Vincent, and I host Ron Paul Radio on GCN, Mondays through Fridays from 3 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 6 Central, and 6 to 7 Eastern. Ron Paul Radio is the live voice of the freedom message. If you want to learn more about Ron Paul, and if you want to support his bid for the White House, tune in and call in to Ron Paul Radio.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first, until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for us.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Guaranteed she's for attacking Iran. Guaranteed. She's for gun control at the same time. Guaranteed she loves George W. Bush. And there's just as big of idiots that love Hillary. I mean, these people all work for the same global crime syndicate. They vacation together. They're funded by the same people. It is just a joke. But the point is that one-fifth of young Americans, I've seen numbers far worse, adults don't know anything. But they all know about their favorite football team and how much their linebackers weigh and what their daddy's name are. And the United Nations and others have written books, social engineers, you know, the father of marketing and modern advertising, Eber Bernays, called you dumb slaves and said he's the guy that popularized. They had women in suffrage movement, the right to vote movement, walk smoking cigarettes. And they would photograph that and put it in the paper and covertly pay papers across the country to show women smoking. And then that got women to adopt smoking and made just billions of dollars for the cigarette companies. They would claim it was feminist, but really also to break up the family just to get the women working so they'd pay taxes. That was a Department of War plan. When they got later adopted, of course, Gloria Steinem was now has been declassified. She now admits it as well in one of her books. CIA controlled the whole thing, CIA front. It was not to help women. Oh, you're laughing, listening out there. Just check it out for yourself. Forget which book. I remember when I first heard that like 10 years ago, I went and bought the book. Like Sunrise or Horizon, something about the sunrise is the name of the book. And I looked in the bibliography. I didn't read the whole thing and opened it up. And she goes, yeah, I was CIA, all staged. But the point is, Eber Bernays, bacon wasn't very popular. Pork bellies weren't very popular. And so they ran a big multi-million-dollar ad campaign to say bacon was good for your heart and good with eggs. And so that's why you eat bacon and eggs was Bernays. But they said, we got to popularize sports. They said Americans aren't watching enough. The American pastime is invention. The American pastime is reading. It's multiple languages, which it was. You could be, you know, never been a day in school. You knew how to read when you were four. It's like Abraham Lincoln knew three or four languages, was really intelligent, could write in Latin. And he was raised by his mommy and his daddy out in the middle of nowhere, right on the back of a shovel. And he would walk, you know, 10 miles some days just to go to the local library just to get a few books and read them all. You see, there was a knowledge was honored. Being intelligent was what was cool. Well, Bernays and others have said, we've got to say baseball is the American pastime. We've got to say, you know, later football is. We've got to really say this is manly. We don't want men, you know, the symbols of manliness to be informed, because before it was. We were 4% of the world's population with more than half the wealth, the smartest people, the best shots, the most vicious in war, informed. Politicians didn't tell us nothing. Cops literally stooped and bowed down to the citizenry and were servants. And now look at us, the fattest, dumbest, myself included. Most unhealthy population, the most diseases, the lowest IQs, the lowest sperm counts. I mean, we're physically wallowing and dying in our own juices here. And so laugh at me. Just go watch your UT horns. And I watched it too last night, but it's not my God. And I have to tell you, I'm ashamed that 10, 15 years ago I knew all the sports scores. But see, I didn't know how much trouble we were in 15 years ago. I do now. And I do engage in R&R. We need that. But frankly, when it comes down to R&R, I'd rather be out in a canoe. I'd rather be fishing. I'd rather be with my family. I'd rather be visiting. You know what's much more fulfilling than watching a UT football game? Our God. Is going down and going and visiting people in a nursing home, just randomly going into nursing homes and seeing, you know, 89-year-old World War II colonels. Whose son hadn't seen him in 10 years. He's got bed sores all over him at a, you know, mid-quality place, just randomly, and you're griping and making him change him out and make sure he doesn't have bed sores. Or some old lady who was a school teacher and helped people. Or why don't you do what I did growing up? I never knew how good my parents were to do stuff like this, and we're doing this Christmas. We're not going to some hot destination, Caribbean sands. I am going to take my children down to the Salvation Army. And I don't know if they let you do this anymore. I haven't done it in like 15 years. And serve them the soup and the donuts and stay there till late at night and let them see what life's really like. So they don't turn into scum airheads like that person sitting there. Hey, honey, the world knows where the evil people come from. You notice in that thing she goes, oh, she thought the question was, how do Americans help the world? No, it was a question of why are Americans on average so dumb and so ill-informed where they can't even string sentences together and don't know where the U.S. is on a globe. You understand that, honey? The world knows where the evil, dumb people come from. Controlled by the social architects. It's the other way around. And I talk to adults. I'm in grocery stores. I'm at the mall. I listen to people. I people watch. And a lot of adults now don't really talk. They like chirp and say terms and kind of click like monkeys. And I mean, I think pretty soon it's just people are going to start going. I mean, have you heard the young people? They just text message each other and kind of go, oh, cool, dude. Oh, what's your face, dude? You're bad out, dude. I mean, literally, because, by the way, did you know that more than 45 minutes of television causes brain damage and takes you into a sleep level? And then video games cause an oxygen-starved level. The scientists have put out big reports. This is mainstream news. That's where people die all the time playing video games or they have seizures. And it brings you to a lower level at oxygen-starved level. But you're not really oxygen-starved. The only other time they found these type of brain waves is when someone is got their face on the pillow and isn't breathing properly. It is a oxygen a narcosis starved level where you have the big color dreams. That really only have a few of those in my life. That is an oxygen starved environment. Oh, just type in video games produced unnatural brainwaves. Type that in. In fact, let's just test that right now. Here, let me just see if they've got Google here already in their favorites here. Let's just pause right now. And let's go to Google.com. Google.com, right there for you. And let's just type in right now. Let me think. That was a couple years ago last time I saw a scientific report on it. I think it was BBC. Video game playing causes unnatural brainwaves. I'll try altered brainwaves. Let me see. Video game playing causes unnatural brainwaves. Brain waves. I spell so bad, I hope it works. Yep. Here we go, and I found a whole bunch of stuff on that. Can shorten it down to just brainwaves, video game. Brain-controlled video game made. Brain controls video game. This is your brain on video games. Yep, this shows brain damage. Yeah, you can find them. You got to look down because it was about a year or so ago. You got to find it deeper in the news sections. You can also find stuff in the news section. So there you have it. Yep. You can go find out how it's brain damaging you. That's why they have all these major studies about if you now we always knew that the violence on TV when it got popularized in the 50s, there's a graph with the popularization of TV with violence increasing, and then as violence increases on television, it only exponentially increases. But no one ever asked, what does the medium itself do? Well, it mesmerizes you and puts you into a highly suggestible state. Let's go to calls. Let's go ahead and take a call here from Montreal. Then we'll go to Ken, Teresa, Harvey, George. We're going to get to everybody. We got to go fast now. I know I'm out of control. Carl in Montreal, Canada, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks
for calling. I'm trying to get a hold of you. I'm trying to send you some documents to your producers. I'm trying to be a guest on your show. I was railroaded by the American judicial system. I told you before.
I remember this, sir. We get lots of calls from people in jail. You're up there in immigration. You're an American. And Trey was giving me the documents the other day. I was trying to read them. All right, we're going to come back. Now I'm going to rampage through George, Harvey, Teresa, and Ken's calls. Yes, sir, I understand. I don't know what you think I can help you up there and on some immigration issue in Canada. My God, they're running child kidnapping rings publicly with over 1.2 million children grabbed each year. Nobody's there to help them. I try to help them. All right, we'll be right back.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, It owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network. Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
There are hundreds of questions for me up on the PrisonPlanet.com board and on the KLBJ board. Try to get to a couple of them here. So we found one of our best news links and tips here, and it's really great. Here's a question I can talk about forever, but I want to go to your calls. What would martial law be like? And the great part is if I don't answer the questions, other people on the board really do better than I can in many cases. It's kind of like it is now, where cops walk up to you and say, turn your camera off, or cops arrest you and beat you up and say you resisted them and throw charges on top of you, or cameras are watching you everywhere and transponders are going in the inspection stickers, or where due process isn't followed. It'll just be worse. It'll just be more oppressive. And, you know, you go from 300,000 people in prison 15 years ago to 4 million behind bars, 7 million in the system. It's just being a slave. That's really what martial law is like. And then they have curfews. Thousands of communities have curfews for people under 18. Now places like Cloverport, Kentucky have them on everybody, and they just pull old ladies over and take them to jail. They don't care. The BATF in Indiana, the man had no criminal record, but the neighbors, he talked about how the economy may collapse, how it was a global government. They'd heard that was illegal. The BATF said, yeah, we took him to jail. He had a stockpile of ammo. Couple thousand rounds that you can. There's no law, but they just take you to jail. I mean, I don't know how to explain it to you. And I see it all the time. I mean, that's what martial law is like. It's a couple more of these. Let me get to the calls right now. Let's go ahead and go to Ken in Atlanta. Then we'll go to George, Harvey, and Teresa. I'll at least get to those four. You're on the air, George. Thank you for holding.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex.
Hi, thanks for holding.
Yes, Friday night, on my way home, I didn't go through the checkpoint, but I wish I had my camera, because I was driving a truck, I had a CB radio, and I heard a chatter on the CB radio, and there was a checkpoint, so I got up and walked, I stayed a good distance away, and I had a pair of binoculars, and in the paper, it said this checkpoint was set up to catch seatbelt violators, but why would the Department of Homeland Security be at a seatbelt checkpoint? What are they going to say, anyway,
well, the feds, that's a Viper team, and it doesn't surprise me that you're in Florida. Texas, Florida, New York, California. You see, martial law is like life in an airport checkout, okay? Airport security, and they have Viper teams. They just randomly do it. They come in schools unannounced and say, we're going to kill you, we're terrorists. The children poop themselves. It's all massive mind control program to condition you for martial law. They are the terrorists, and they're getting you ready to be terrorized. I mean, have you heard about all the articles where they come in unannounced and put guns to six-year-olds' heads? They're traumatized for life. I mean, this is all part of getting you ready for martial law. Remember in the newspaper in Brooksville, Florida, in 1999, it made big news when I covered it, but it was in the paper, and it said the troops came in, Marines came into the middle school, put guns to their head, and said, we're here from Homeland Security, because that was around before then, folks, to let you know what martial law is like. Remember that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you can go to the microfiche and pull that at your library. wasn't Brooksville. Brooksville was in police state to the takeover when they took over. The Pensacola News Journal, there. Brooker Elementary. Oh, man. Losing my photographic memory is really starting. It's, I haven't lost it, but it's like it gets off and bad data comes up. I know. You're driving along in your car. You don't believe me. I guarantee you. Just go to the UT library if you're in Austin or go to the other one. And look, it was in 99. Was it not? It was in 99, and it was the Pensacola News Journal. Hobbs Elementary. I interviewed the principal. At that time, I was on KJFK. It's now a Spanish station, Mexican station. And I mean, I made a big deal out of it. And they put guns to their heads, and the kids were, of course, defecating all over themselves. And they said, we're going to kill you. And then after, they said, it's all right. We're here to let you know what martial law is like. Folks, that's not America, okay? It's a mind control op. How do I explain this to you people? I'm sick of it. I love this country, and they're killing it. You know, this country's so good. There's so many good things. I love this nation. I'm so thankful. I've got a great life. And then there's all this evil taking it over. I've witnessed Marines training to kill you and take your guns. It's in my videos, Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 2000. Google them. Watch them for free. Just go watch it. I was there. I wasn't as radical as I am then. I went to drills, and they were training to put us in camps and admitting it. They're not playing games. It's not our military anymore. If they win and go through and stuff, they're probably going to kill me. I'm not happy about this, but none of us are saved laying down to them. And the good news is the military and the police are starting to wake up. I wish this stuff wasn't true. But it is, man. I'm telling you, all I do is research. I can't even express how bad this UN takeover of our military is. It's I have the document right here. I said I go to your calls. I just get so mad. Let's go ahead and talk to Ken in Atlanta. You're on the air, Ken. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. You know, people can go to the Pentagon website right now, and they can see about 1,500 people involved in Operation Smashed Bug, where they just had to wear surgical masks for however long to see who would take it off or not. I've always wanted to talk to you about what happened in Richardson, Texas, 5 days before 9/11. The Infocom or Infocorp 80 FBI agent person raid. On 9/11, I did see, because this has been on the web and people may want to know if this is confirmed, I did see that they did hold binladen.com. That company was managing that. They were managing 500 Arabic websites.
And then it got raided right before it came down. Yeah, I remember that happening.
Now, they managed the country domain of .iq, which is Iraq. And people weren't even talking about Iraq at that time. It was all
Dick Cheney was. Day one before 9/11 even happened. They had the maps out, who was going to get it. And Cheney was saying in front of O'Neill, there's going to be a pretext.
Right.
Literally rubbing his hands together. So people are hardcore, man. Hardcore.
I was looking at this as a type of MO and to see, well, if they do this again with .ir for Iran, and I just noticed that Iran's management of that is more dispersed geographically, and it's not. But this was in Richardson, Texas.
No, I remember. Yeah, the national headlines said FBI raids in Dallas, but Richardson is a bedroom community or a suburb, a chess-like suburb. Now it was pretty good when I was a kid, but I lived near there. But they had a lot of friends in Richardson. Side issue. The point is that 9/11 was a black op. Remember Nick Berg got his head sawed off? You know, he accidentally gave his laptop to one of the hijackers in a black op training corps at a military base in Norman, Oklahoma. By the way, that's mainstream news. And then he ends up putting up shell towers in Iraq, getting his head sawed off by fat guys. When the supposed guy that cut his head off is missing his right leg, he wasn't missing it when he sawed it off. Why don't you look into that? I mean, look, I know what I've gotten into. I know who I'm fighting. I did this because these people are killers and got to be fought. You out there better start learning about where America is on a map first, and then you better find out how far down the rat hole we've gone. That's all I'm telling you, folks. Hardcore killers are running this country, and I don't even mean George Bush and Dick Cheney. I mean the people above them. They're going to pass the baton to that warmonger Hillary. They're not playing games. They're about to start World War III. And, you know, you go see films like The Bourne Ultimatum, and the real world's 1,000 times worse than that. I'm here to tell you. Let's take another call. Let's talk to Teresa in North Dakota. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I just want to know that I let you know that my husband and I appreciate you, and we listen to you every day.
Thank you for listening. I appreciate you.
We were this morning, my husband and I were watching C-SPAN, and a guy named Christopher Hayes was on C-SPAN trying to tell everybody that this NAFTA superhighway doesn't exist, that there's no way that anybody could build anything that big. But he also used the phrase called shared prosperity.
Between the three nations.
Uh-huh.
Look, we have their own SPP documents. We WOAI-TV just reported that they just got more documents, how they're going to put toll roads on almost every existing road in Texas. Well, we already have the original TxDOT documents. They just lie congenitally. Look, a tribunal just ordered the U.S. to let Mexican trucks in.
Right.
Now, that's not the U.S. running the U.S. I mean, we're under this.
Right, but that phrase, shared prosperity, Stalin used it in his speeches. Hitler used it in his speech.
I know.
And I think what they're trying to do is they're just trying to make us believe that it doesn't exist, but they're actually pushing it.
Well, that's it. Listen, it's a military tactic. Why does a tank have camo? Why does a ship have camouflage?
Right.
I mean, it's just enough to make you kind of, while you're busy arguing about if it's true or not, they know 90% of the public doesn't know where the country is on a map.
Right.
So if they lie, they know 90% is just going to believe it.
Right.
It's so incredible. We can have the actual documents as the U.S. goes under U.N. control, as the Congress is told they don't even have authority anymore, which is itself off the charts, and the general public doesn't know where the U.S. is.
Right. Well, most of the American people have the idea that if it doesn't affect them right then and there, it doesn't matter.
Absolutely. And they know that when they finally blow the economy, all these yuppies are going to riot. So they're ready to mow them down in the streets. Let me tell you, cops, it's going to ruin your future, too. Don't go along with the New World Order. I'll see you coming up at the Alamo Draft House Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night for the premiere of Endgame on South Lamar. Get your tickets at InfoWars.com. See you back next week. God bless you all.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
And just the disciples.